paragraph Zion. V'zeh b'chinas tvilas kelim. With this, we'll understand the mitzvah of dipping dishes in the mikvah. When a person gets dishes or pots from a goy that have not been used by the goy at all, and we want to be a Jew wants to be able to use it, he's got to do that. V'zeh b'chinas oitzim malas tvilas mikvah shel Yisrael. And with this, we'll also understand the incredible importance of Jews dipping in the mikvah. Even men. It's impossible to exit from impurity into purity without toiveling in the mikvah. Kimavur about Torah now, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Samachvo, Shekol hamitzvois vaveirois tluyim bozeh, be'inyan moitzim yikoyach lapoel kanal, ayin shom. That all the mitzvahs in the Torah and all the sins in the Torah are tied into this concept of going from koyach to poyal, from thought into action. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, ulevayir ho'inyan ktsas. And now Rav Nosson says, let me try to explain this a little bit. Kimavoyer Shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shekol Odom Yeshloi Chiyus Lamato V'Chiyus Lamala, Shehim B'chinas Ruachayim Delasato V'Ruachayim De'Ela. Every single person has a battery down here and a battery upstairs. He's got a Ruachayim below and a Ruachayim above. Shezeh B'chinas Noyach Noyach. As it says in the beginning of Parshas Noach, Eile Toildois Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik. It says Noach twice, and the Zohar Kodesh says Noach Lesato, Noach Leila. That's this Ruach below, and there's a Ruach above. Vehein Bechinas Hashnei Yudin Hamevorim Shom Acharkach. And these two Ruachs correspond to the two Yuds that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about afterwards. Shehein Bechinas Yud Baroish V'Yud Basoif. The Yud in the beginning and the Yud at the end of Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Well, we mentioned this in the previous year. Shehein Bechinas Shtei Hayodayim. They symbolize the two hands, Shebohem Nivru Shamayim Voretz, with which heaven and earth were created. There's a pasuk, Af Yodi Yosta Oretz V'Yimini Tavcha Shamayim. Hashem says, my hands created heaven and earth. And this is also, we mentioned, the 28 letters of the pasuk Bereshis. Bereshis Bora Lekimes Hashemayim Ves Oretz. There are 28 letters in there corresponding to the two hands. Yad, Yud Dalet is 14, twice Yad is 28. Shebohem Nivru Shemayim Voretz V'chol Shebohem. With the two hands were created heaven and earth and everything inside of them. Shehem Bechinas Koyach U'Poyal. And these two hands also symbolize this concept of thought and action. Ve'ikr Chiyus Shel Kol Odom Hu'al Yedei Shel Ruach Delasato Moishech U'Mekabel Chiyus Derech Hakdusha Meiruach Delayla. And what keeps human beings alive physically and spiritually especially is when the lower ruach is drawing energy from the upper ruach. How do we make that happen? When the person is performing mitzvahs and studying Torah. Kama Shekosu, as the pasuk says, Ki hu chayecho v'oirach yomecha. The Torah is your life and your longevity of days. Because the main chiyus of kedusha is when a person is drawing new life, new holy life from above at all times. Bebechinas ki oirech yomim. As the pasuk says, long days and life and peace will be added to you. Yoisifulach. That's the word. Rav Nosson says, Yoisifulach daiko. Look at the words. That a person is only really called alive or living when they're adding. They're constantly adding to their life. They're constantly having new life. If a person is living with yesterday's life, that's not really called living. And the only ones who really experience that to the fullest are the true tzaddikim who fulfill the entire Torah to the highest degree possible. That's what gives them the ability to receive new, additional life, spiritual life from above all the time. They're constantly getting new, fresh energy, spiritual energy.
And
through this, when a tzaddik is living like this, the lower ruach and the upper ruach are united and are very much bonded to each other at all times.
And
the tzaddik receives that ruach chaim, that spirit of life. It flows from the upper ruach to the lower ruach in a gradual, in a measured, proper way, so that the tzaddik can receive it. So that the tzaddik should be able to receive all the days of his life,
and he shouldn't have to pass. He shouldn't pass away, or he shouldn't be blown away through this.
Through the bright light that's flowing from that upper ruach to the lower ruach. Ki etzem hachius shel haruach deleila iefsher lekabel bozeh ha'olam bozeh aguf klal kemavoy shem b'tchilas haTorah kanal. Because the actual light of that ruach deleila, a person cannot receive that in this physical world, in a physical body, you know, just straight, the way it is. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there. Because it'll just blow the person away.
Rak al yidei Torah u'mitzvois mesaknim b'chinas kelim b'gdusha b'tara.
It's through the study of Torah and performing of mitzvois that the person creates vessels with holiness and purity, which enable him to be able to receive that spiritual energy that's flowing from that ruach delayla in a healthy way.
This is the concept of the hands, of opening up the hands with holiness.
Bechinas poiseach es yodecho, as Rabbi Nizal speaks over the end of the Quran about opening up the yud, opening up your hands, opening up the yuds, yudecho hamevur sham, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there.
Sheze bechinas moitzi mikoyach alapoyel.
That's the concept of taking something from theory into action.
Shemoitzi hachius bechol pa mehoyud baroish shubechinas haruach deleila.
Whereby the person is constantly taking spiritual energy from that yud in the beginning and transferring it, having it flow through the six letters to that yud at the end, which is the ruach delasato.
The tzaddik is the one who keeps moving all the time. He's going to higher and higher levels, step by step. He's constantly going higher and drawing upon himself spiritual energy from higher levels. Yesterday he was on the 20th floor. Today he's on the 30th floor, then on the 40th. And each time he goes to a new level, he's drawing spiritual energy from a higher place.
Kigam hayud baroish bechinas haruach deleila shubechinas koyach nechshav bechinas yud besoif bechinas ruach delesato bechinas poyel neged hamadrega shelimanu imenu.
Because the yud of yud kev, the yud of the beginning on the 20th floor is lower than the yud at the end on the 30th floor.
We always learn this rule in Kabbalah always, that the top, the tippity top of the lower level is lower than the bottom of the upper level. So if we're talking about Ruach Delayla, Ruach Delasata, there isn't one Ruach Delayla. On each and every level, there's Ruach Delayla, Ruach Delasata. And the Ruach Delasata of the upper floor is higher than the Ruach Delayla of the lower floor.
Ki be'inyin koyach upoyal, yesh kama bechines afilu begashmius.
Because when we're dealing with this concept of taking things from thought into action, there's all kinds of variations of this. Even in Gashmias, even in the physical world,
How much more so when we're dealing with spirituality? Kiyesh bechinas koyach upoyal etzel hasechel. There is the concept of koyach and poyal when it comes to the mind. There is the concept of koyach and poyal when it comes to the sechel. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki yesh sechel bekoyach, v'yesh sechel bepoyal kanal. There is sechel in thought, and there is sechel that's more in action. In other words, even within the thought process, there's the beginning of the, when a person's thinking something through, there's when he's first starting to think about it, and then in his mind, going through the different stages until he gets to a level of poyal, until he gets to a level of, now I know exactly what I want to do, that kind of thing. And there also, there was like a metamorphosis. There were stages. Going from when he first started thinking about it, and he didn't really have an idea, until he gets to that next level. V'chein yesh koyach upoyal begufim gashmim. And so too, there are different stages of koyach and poyal, even when we're dealing with physical things, tangible things. L'moshel, for example, Rav Nosson Zal says, chatichas eitz, a piece of wood, koydim she'oisim mimeno hakelim she'yicholim la'asas mimeno, before we turn it into a vessel, into a wood cup, or a bow and arrow, or whatever we're making from that piece of wood, azay nechshovim elu hakelim bekoyach. Then that piece of wood is referred to as a concept of a keli bekoyach. It can be, we know it has the potential. It's a potential vessel. Right now, it's just a zhlubby piece of wood. But carpenter looks at that and he sees that beautiful wooden cup that he knows he's going to be carving out of this. Then when we go ahead and make the actual vessel from the wood, then that piece of wood went from koyach to poyal. At one point, it was a cup in theory, only in theory, because it wasn't no cup. You couldn't drink from it. It was just a zhlubby piece of wood. And then a day later, after the carpenter did his thing, that piece of wood that you saw yesterday at 9 o'clock looks totally different when you come in 9 o'clock today and you see a beautiful cup with a handle with your name carved out on it and everything. Avul bevadai kol ho'eitz kuloi hu b'chinas poyal neged ha'koyach shehoyeh bo b'tchila. However, the whole tree or the whole piece of wood is considered a concept of poyal, a concept of something tangible, compared to the koyach that was in it before, compared to what it was, you know, when it was first only in theory. Right, just a second. Now, vaday kol hoitz kulo yehu b'chinas poyal neged hakoyach shohoyo boi b'tchila. I believe that that's what it's referring to. We'll see a little bit further. V'gam pnimius horuchni shel hoitz shehu ikar hakoyach shel ze hoitz gam hu nechshav b'chinas poyal neged hamadrega shelemali mimenu. And so too, the spiritual energy that of the wood, which is the real essence of it, is considered poyal compared to the level above it. Ki kol chius hatzoymeach nechshav b'chinas gashmi b'chinas poyal neged chius habalchai shegavoy mimenu. Exactly, because Rav Nosson Zal says the energy of plants is considered more physical, more gashmi, more poyal, compared to the spiritual energy of a balchai, of an animal, which is a much higher level of life. Shenechshav negdoi b'chinas koyach, which compared to the plant, is considered an aspect of koyach. Each time we go down, koyach to poyal is going from chochmo to malchus. It's going from a higher level to a lower level. It's going from spiritual, from thought into action, right? So that's what we meant, going back a few lines earlier, when Rav Nosson said before, Avol bevadai kol ha'etz kuloi hu b'chinas poyal neged ha'koyach shehoye boi b'tchila. The whole piece of wood is an aspect of poyal compared to the potential, the energy, the spiritual energy that's in there, you know, that was in there from before. Because we turned it into a cup. We took a piece of wood, turned it into a cup. The wood and the cup are a bechina of poyal compared to its original state in thought, you know, that kind of thing. Okay. Ki chiyus habal chai hu mibchinas bria v'chiyus hatzoymeach mibchinas yitzira. Because we know that the energy, the spiritual energy for animals comes from the spiritual world called the Olam HaBriya. Whereas the spiritual energy for Tzomeach, for plants, comes from Yetzirah, which is a lower level, the world of the angels. Because we mentioned many times that there are different sets of four that correspond to each other. You have the four letters Yud, K, Vav, K. You have the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, and you have the four levels of creation. Medaber, humans, Chai, animals, Tzomeach, plants, and Doimim, inanimate objects. And they line up, they all parallel each other, so that human beings, Medaber, the highest level in that set, receives from Atzilus. Animals receive from Bria. Plants receive from Yetzirah. V'chius bria keneged chius the Yetzirah, hu b'chinas chius de leila keneged b'chinas chius de lesata. And the spiritual energy of the Olam HaBria compared to the spiritual energy of the Olam HaYetzirah is upper compared to lower. Shein b'chinas koyach u'poyel kanan. We always said the upper one was referred to as koyach, the lower one was referred to as poyel. V'chein mi darga la darga. And this continues from level to level, ad lamala mala, until we go higher and higher, ad tachlis hamayla ad ein slev baruch hu, until we get to the tippity-tippity top, which is the infinite light of Hashem. V'hatzadik oile b'chol pam midarga ledarga. The tzadik is the one who is constantly going up from level to level. U'mekabel chiyus mibchinas govoya yoyser. Each time he goes up to a new level, he's drawing spiritual energy from that level, from a higher level than yesterday. U'kishoyle midarga ledarga. And when he goes up from level to level, oz hu'bechinas histalkus. Each time he goes up a level, that's called histalkus, to go up. That's like a passing away. He's leaving the lower and going to upper. Just like when a person, Hashem, actually passes away, they're leaving this lower world and going to an upper world. So each time a tzaddik goes up a level, it's a histalkus. Va'oz yoyred haruach dele'elov and esached boy haruach dele'sato. And whenever there's a histalkus, the way it happens is the upper ruach comes down, connects with the lower ruach, va'idezeh nistalik mimenu, and draws it up. And that's how that ruach de lasata goes up. And the person goes up to a new level, and they're receiving the energy from that new level. And every time that the tzaddik does this, every time the tzaddik goes up a level, there's this histalkus. His upper ruach meets his lower ruach, then he's double. And the Talmidim that are there at the time, that are connected to him at the time, they receive that double portion. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Ayin Shom. Aval machmas she'oz adayin lo higia smanoi lehistalik v'lomus mamush. However, because of the fact that this particular histalkus that we're dealing with now is not death, it's not the tzaddik passing away, it's the tzaddik going from Friday to Shabbos, let's say. Notice he's entering into Shabbos, and the tzaddik experiences a nuclear change when Shabbos comes. He travels a billion miles up from Friday afternoon to Friday night. So when the tzaddik has that incredible aliyah, because his time to pass away has not yet come, he's just going up from level to level, al kein eino yoyred haruach deleilo legamri, the full portion of ruach deleilo does not come down, kedei shlo yistalik v'yomas chashon, because if that would happen, the tzaddik would die, chas v'shon. His ruach delesata would go up completely, and it would be the end of him. Rak sheyored be'ofen sheyistalik chiyusay midarga ladarga v'yishor b'chaim. But rather, the Ruach Delayla comes down in a form where there's just enough of it to draw that the chiyus, the energy, spiritual energy of the tzaddik should go up from the level he was on before to a new level, but the tzaddik should still remain alive. He's going up, but he's not dying. V'chein b'chol pam sho'ilam istalik midarga ladarga, and so too every single time when the tzaddik goes up from level to level. Ad shemagia zmanoy lehistalik mamish. And this continues until the final moment in the tzaddik's life when his time comes to pass away. And when that time comes, azai yoyred haruach delayla legamri, then the full measure of the ruach delayla comes down, and it attaches itself, they connect, it becomes one with the ruach delasato, and that brings about the death, the passing away of the tzaddik from the world. He actually leaves the world. V'oz ikar hamshochas pishnaim letalmidov. That's the main time, that's the most important time when his students can draw this double power. Lemi shezoicha liroi soise lukach meitam. Those students who are privileged to see the tzaddik taken from them. Those students who are so deeply attached to the tzaddik that when the tzaddik is being taken, they feel it. They feel every single aliyah and yerida of the tzaddik in themselves. This is something Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, that's called really being attached to the tzaddik. When a person has such a deep connection that every time the tzaddik is going up or down, he feels it. Even though he's not the tzaddik, he's a student of the tzaddik, but he's so deeply attached, just like when you really, really love somebody and you're really connected to somebody, when that person's experiencing a difficult, you feel it. And when that person's experiencing a high, you feel it. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Avol be'emes, hatzadik gam be'es misosoy v'stalkusoy mamish, einoy mistalik min oilam legamri chas v'shalom. But we know that the truth is that even when the tzaddik passes away and supposedly leaves the world, he does not leave completely. Ki adayin nishar behelem chiyus nifla betoich gufoy hakodosh v'hanoira. There is still a little bit of life on an incredible of spiritual energy of a very, very high level that remains in the body of the tzaddik, this holy, awesome tzaddik, shehu b'chinas havlo degarmi, which is referred to in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Sforum, as this havlo degarmi, a certain spiritual energy, shenishar afilu eitzel kol odom, which remains even by regular people. When a person dies, there is a certain droplet of spiritual energy that remains in the body after the soul leaves. Shaydezeh mekabel onshoi uschoroi. And that's part of what makes it possible for the person to receive his reward or punishment, to feel the suffering in the grave. Say, what do you mean? If the neshama leaves, the body is nothing. The body don't feel nothing, right? Wrong. There's this havla degarmi that remains, and through that, the person can, yes, feel different things. Ach eitz lodam poshut. However, when you're dealing with regular person, mikol shken kishemeis imaveiros chas v'shalom b'lo tshuva, especially if we're dealing with a person who passed away having committed sins and not having done a complete tshuva, azai ze hachius nekar misharoshoi, then this life, this havla degarmi, becomes detached from its original source. And it cannot really connect the nefesh and the ruach. This is part of the description of what the Gemara, the Torah, refers to as kores, where there's a cut, there's a break between certain parts of the spirituality of the person. And that's the main suffering, that's the main punishment of the person. And even a person who doesn't actually deserve kores, the technical penalty of kores, rak she'enoy mezukoch koroi, it's just that he didn't purify himself properly the way a Jew is supposed to, hu tzorech lizboil yegioi sumariros harbe, Koidem shezoicha lachzer lekasher zeachias leshroshe.
The person has to suffer and go through major bitterness and toil and effort before he zeicha to connect that chius to its source.
Aval hatzadik, whereas the tzadik, befrat hatzadik hagodol b'maylo,
especially when we're talking about a top tzadik, shezikech atzmai mikoil v'koil, who purified himself from everything that a person can purify himself with in this world,
hu einoy meis klal, that tzadik does not die at all.
K'mayisham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, ki tzadikim b'misosam kruim chayim, a tzadik, when he experiences what's called death, he is referred to as alive.
Ki gam achar istalkusay mekusher umeyuchad bechinas chius gufoy shu havla degarmi
beetzem chius dikdusha. Because even after he passes away, the life, the spiritual life that remains in the body, that havla degarmi, is still connected and attached to his spiritual chius miyuchad adli elo liela till the highest levels.
Va'oz hu oisek betikun nafshos Yisrael yoiser mibechayev.
And then, after his passing away, he's involved in rectifying the souls of the Jewish people even more than he did when he was physically living.
Machmas she'oz oila b'chol pam lemadregos gavoyes v'neflois mizgavos kol kach at she'och l'sak nakol.
Because then, after his passing away, the tzaddik goes up to such high levels, such incredible, high, wondrous levels, whereby he has the ability to fix everything.